Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this is episode 10 of my guide dog diary. I haven't done it sooner because on Wednesday I woke up practically unable to talk, had practically lost my voice, which Rob thought was very pleasing. It gradually came back throughout Wednesday a bit, but I did sound a bit like a Dalek, so it wasn't really for public consumption. Left me feeling absolutely whacked with sinus and a sore throat. So for Thursday I had the day off from training, not my choice, it just happened that way, which was quite lucky. So I was able to just have a chill out day and kind of get over it a bit, and then by Friday I was a bit better but not right. But if we go back to Wednesday, I hinted that we would have a toilet tour, didn't I? Well, we went up to the hotel and we went in the disabled toilet with Bruno and then in the ladies' toilets. And he actually came in the cubicle with me with treats, tiny treats. So that was good. We then got the bus down into Tynmouth because I'd not done buses with him up till then. So that was good to see how he was. He was a little bit up and down, but he was good. So just a short journey. Then when we got into Tynmouth, we did a walk along the seafront, which was useful to see how he would behave there. And he was pretty good. There are flights of steps at intervals going down onto the beach. And he was slightly interested in going slightly left. But once I kind of just use his name and it brings him back on track, he's absolutely fine. So that was good. Certainly wasn't pulling to get on the beach or anything like that. And his seagull distraction is minimal as well, which is useful. So then we went, there are some public toilets on the Den in Tynmouth and they're very big and they were particularly smelly on Wednesday, it has to be said. Normally they're spotless, but they mustn't have been cleaned on Wednesday. And he went in there and I took him in a cubicle and he came in and I put the lid down on the toilet, sat on it and gave him a treat. And he put his head on my knee and nuzzled my pockets because he knew I had treats. But he was good in there as well. And then we decided we'd go in one of the pubs that Rob and I would sometimes go in. And I know my way around these particular toilets. And so we went in, we explained to the bar staff what we were doing. And he was a little bit reluctant in those ones. Now, I wondered whether there was a very, very strong smell of disinfectant. Could have possibly been that very overpowering for him. But he did come in and he did go in the cubicle with me. And then we went out. We had a coffee. I had my photo taken, ready for the ready for the qualification pack. And your little sort of book that you get with all your health... what's the word? Environmental health and all of that. Put in it and a picture of your dog nowadays and a picture of me, so that was good. Then we got the bus back up to the hotel and then we free ran Bruno and Trisha, so that was good. And then that was it for that day, so that was good. Then like I say, I had Thursday off, so I, because I wasn't feeling great, I groomed the dogs and everything. But then late on, Rob was volunteering up at the hotel on a walking holiday last week. And when he got back on the Thursday and Jodie got home from school, we took the dogs for a quick free run, just so that they would have some, you know, some exercise. We took them up to the hotel and just used the free run area there. On the Friday, I did the... I do Friday morning, I think I did. Yes, no, I did all day Friday, that's right. So Friday I did my route into town and back again. And actually Debbie told me that all three times I did the walk last week, if somebody had been watching, I would have qualified. So that's nice to know. But I really wanted to do the route a few times and do it well before I qualified. So I'm glad that I wasn't qualified last week. In the afternoon we did trains. So that was useful. We went to Exeter on the train and then we just had a 10-minute wait and got the train back. So that was useful because it is something that I probably will do in the future. I've still got a tickly cough left from this sort of head cold thing. So I've got a glass of water to hand so I don't cough and splutter all over this diary episode. So that was good. So Friday was a good day. Saturday and Sunday, or Saturday we took them for a free run somewhere they've not been before, which was nice. It's called Coombvale Park in Tynmouth.
Screen locked.
And that was really nice to get them out together, and they play together quite well. They don't cramp each other's style, for want of a better word. They get on well. They'll chase a bit, they'll play a bit, then they'll mooch about and do their own thing. They're different characters. Rob was watching Bruno on the free run and he said Bruno is much more of a family dog. And that's not to say that Bonnie isn't, but Bonnie is much more my dog. She tends to follow me round a lot and be glued to me, whereas Bruno is happy to be with Rob or Jodie, which is really nice. You know, he loves his cuddles off Rob and Jodie as well as me, and he's happy to go and curl up by Rob's feet if I'm doing something upstairs, or, you know, if I'm gone to bed early, he's happy to stay downstairs with Rob or come up with me, whichever suits really. So that's really good. Yesterday was disgusting weather, so I groomed them both. I gave them a really good groom, so Bruno was looking really smart after that, and Bonnie as well. And I just played with them yesterday, really, and let them chew on the bones for a bit. And they've got smoked bones, which is good for the teeth and everything, and keeps them occupied for a bit. Today, this morning, I did the route down into town, and it was really good. Quite warm weather today, so it was a pleasant walk down into town. Went to the post office, into Co-op, then into Superdrug, and then into the cafe. Not to have a brew or anything, but just to say hello, because Bruno's so positive when he finds the cafe. So I go in and say hi to Julie and have a little chat and tell her how I'm doing and everything, which is nice. So I got home and I walked in the house, and the house was empty, apart from Bonnie. So I opened the back door to let Bonnie and Bruno out, and the next thing I heard the front door open and everyone came in. Rob, Jodie and Debbie. And Debbie gave me a hug and she said, well done. And Rob went, well done. And I went, what? And apparently it was planned. On Friday it was planned that Rob and Jodie would follow with Debbie and watch me do the walk. Now, and Jodie gave me a big hug and said, well done. And they planned it because Debbie said it would be good for Rob to see Bruno do a much better walk now we're much more confident, and to see how he really can work. And also for Jodie to see what we can do, so she knows if, you know, when she should help and when to sort of take a step back. So that was really good. But I'm awfully glad I didn't know, because if I'd have known, I'd have been a nervous slipping wreck. So that worked really well. This afternoon I am free, and I'm free tomorrow. So we're going to take the dogs for a really good free run. Not sure where yet. Maybe on the beach, maybe up Mules Park again. And then Wednesday, I'm doing Wednesday afternoon. So I think it's just going to be the walk down into town again. So I'm assuming that I'm going to qualify soon. Now, I have requested that I don't know when I'm going to do the qualifying walk, because I just feel a bit, if I know that someone else is going to be following me, I'm going to be nervous, stressed. So I've chosen not to know, and they do give you the choice. So I don't know whether it'll be Wednesday or whether it'll be next week. I'm guessing it may be sometime next week. But it's all going really good. It'll never be the kind of walk, and Debbie said this, it'll never be the kind of walk that I can daydream on. I'll always have to have my wits about me, because there are some sort of busy roads and some tricky crossings and quite a lot of busy areas. So I'm always going to have my wits about me, but as much as possible I am starting to enjoy it, and that is something that I never thought I would hear myself say. I'm also really, really impressed with Bruno, and this isn't meant in a negative way, but Bruno is a different dog to my other two, and I'm getting more from Bruno in this few short weeks than I did from either of my other two. And that is simply because when I got Zilla, I just left RNC, I was looking for work, couldn't find a job. So Zilla, I think, would have been very well capable of doing the kind of busy things that Bruno's doing. However, she never got the chance, really. It was always quite quiet, just pottering around the local area, you know, what have you. And Bonnie was matched with me when I lived in a very quiet village, and I have been told that Bonnie would never have been matched with me had I lived down here. She wouldn't have met my requirements living in a seaside resort with everything that Tynmouth has to throw at you. So it's not that Zilla and Bonnie were in any way bad dogs, it's just that Bruno is showing me something. When guide dog owners say that you get a feeling of freedom and independence that you've never had before, I can probably say that I've never really felt that, because when I had Zilla, I lived at home. Like I say, I couldn't find work. So she was never really stretched, and I was never really stretched to use her in the way that perhaps she would have benefited from, because Zilla used to get bored if you did the same route, or, you know, if it was a bit of a boring route and nothing much going on, she would get bored. And little old Bonnie, who actually is 10 today, 30th of March is Bonnie's birthday, so that's, yeah, my lovely Bon. Bonnie's so gentle, she would have never have coped, and she's what I would call a people person, is Bonnie, a very much a people pleaser. She wouldn't cope with the dog distraction, the children distraction. I mean, today there were loads of dogs about, and Bruno just takes it all in his stride. He'll have a look. But Rob described it. He said, Bruno, there were some dogs, and Bruno looks at them, and Rob said, it's almost like he's saying, no, I can't stop, lads. I'm working now, which is quite funny and quite a nice description. And he will, he'll turn and look, just his head, but I can feel his head go. And I just go, come on, Bruno. And he's straight back into it. And there was a little girl in front of us with her mum, and they had two black Labradors, and the little girl was feeding them treats as they were walking along in front of us. And Bruno wasn't fazed at all. Now, Bonnie would have been pulling to get to the treats, because Bonnie was very much and to get to the little girl. So she just would not have coped in this kind of busy environment. So, like I said, I'm not saying that my other two dogs were bad. I'm just saying that Bruno is a different type of dog. And it is building my confidence no end, and building my independence. And I actually feel that if I, you know, like last Thursday, Rob was volunteering, as I say, up at the hotel, and he was out most of the day, and he'd forgotten to pick up some toilet rolls. And it's nice to know that if I had have really needed to, that something like that I could have harnessed. If I'd have qualified, I could have gone down to the shops, to Co-op in town, and got some. And that sense that I actually feel that I could do that is amazing, absolutely amazing. I can't tell you, you know, it's hard to describe, from going to somebody who was actually nervous of stepping out the front door and picking up a dog's harness again, to feeling that I can actually go into Tynmouth and go in the shops, and I'm actually confident enough to ask for help when needed, is just a brilliant feeling. Onwards and upwards, really. And I'm just going to grab a drink of water. So I'm not going to waffle on loads, but I, needless to say, I'm really pleased. I'm just going to
unlock button. Unlock. Pause recording button.
Sorry about that. I just had to pause for a drink of water and a good cough. The other thing I wanted to say, and I should have said at the beginning, is a huge thank you again. I know I say it every time, but I really do mean it. Thank you for the personal messages, private messages I've received, but thank you to people like Craig Slater, Richard RP Mouse, Donna Rapunzel 71. Thank you for your messages that you posted to the channel. I really, really do appreciate the support, the tips, the advice, the, you know, the good wishes. It's lovely. I have had such support from loads of people, and you know, some who I would have understood if they'd have gone, oh come on Joe, don't be so daft, you know, of course you can do this, but people have been so nice and so kind and supportive, and taken on board what I've said about lack of confidence. We have decided, my friend Jenny has agreed that she will do, she's written her story in brief on the VI Talk Facebook group, if anyone wants to read that. But we are going to get together once I've qualified and do have a chat and tell Jenny's story about her journey, because it really is interesting. Well, I think so. And it's inspirational as well. So, yeah, thanks. I will speak to you all soon. I probably won't do another blog this week because there won't be much to tell because I've only got a half day on Wednesday. I may do a bit of audio when I'm free running them one day if we go on an interesting dog walk, and, you know, I may kind of talk through that. One day I may, if I can work it, I may do a recording of my route into town or back again, I'm not sure, or a part of it with me working with Bruno. If I can do that, I may do it. Maybe a bit tricky, but I'll have a think about that one, just to add a bit of variety. I am going to get an interview with Debbie when I'm qualified. We're going to get together and have a chat about what it's like to be a GDMI and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, thanks for listening. I really am amazed and absolutely touched by the amount of people who are listening to this diary. I just had no idea when I started it. I just, partly for me, partly for other people, and, you know, just to keep a record for me to look back on, but for anybody who's going through the whole should I, shouldn't I, is it right for me or is it not process. But I really am really very touched by the amount of people that have been listening, so thanks again for that. I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.